My dad was from Salt and Pepper, right?
Mama.
Laura is none right now.
Mama.
It's June the
12th.
12th. Yes. 12th.
Don't tell him we have it on.
It was 95 in New York, 4 p.m.
I don't know you. I'm not from Hardcore.
You don't know me?
Boston Power.
How come?
Because the walk noise.
In Boston, where the temperature reached 97. Boy.
Hot?
Yeah.
It's a heat wave.
I hope the fire got started in those places. I'm sure be sorry, you know why? You know why, Daddy? Know why, Daddy?
Yeah.
And all my friends live there.
Yeah.
My nanny and my papi and my uncle and my cousin and my aunt. And my cousin too, yeah. You have your cousin too? You have cousins? You have cousins to mom? You have cousins, Katie?
I don't want them
to. Yeah, I love them. I love my cousin.
Oh. Boy.
Yeah?
No, it's just another minor thing. Ehrlichman said he didn't know about the Ellsberg burglary until afterwards. And some guy who testified.
What's that mean?
That he knew about it beforehand.
What's that mean, Mommy?
What mean?
That mean.
Oh, much.
Ehrlichman is a man's name.
So much,
though.
What is that
mean?
No, I don't know. Yes, a bird did, didn't we? I guess that is what happened. What?
The dream dad. Mommy, was the fire tooth bleeding yesterday?
Mm-hmm, your gum was bleeding. It wasn't your tooth. You know what, Daddy?
Yeah.
Joanna cut the sleeves off something.
Yeah?
And I told her I really don't think it's a good idea for her to cut up her clothes.
Oh, Ryan. Well, I'm running out of short sleeve shirts, and I have one with a hole, and I can't wear it.
Well, if you're out of short sleeve shirts, what happened to that pretty new striped one we got you at Sears? I've never even seen you wear it. We better clean up your clothes, because I bought you three new short sleeve shirts just a little while ago. And you have the one you have on.
Yes, we got you a nice one.
And your California shirt, so that's five short sleeve shirts.
I got Mickey Mouse.
Can you clean, please? Yes, you have a Mickey Mouse shirt.
Show it.
I'm Mickey Mouse.
Good. We have to get you some shorts, though, Joe.
I'm a Mickey Mouse now go.
Ready for Mickey Mouse? I don't know.
Now go.
What happened to that nice striped short sleeve shirt with the zipper that you chose?
It's in my drawer.
So.
So much of this Ellsberg and other stuff.
But you know what? There's a car up here, and I could never find it. Mommy.
Put it in the right drawer. That's why I said you need to clean up your drawers a little bit. Maybe we can do that today.
I would say your day would be of nothing to do, like a rainy day.
Thank you, Mom, Daddy.
Well, it's not going to rain for a long time.
Sometimes there's summer showers. And we need to stay in the house. Daddy.
So there.
Yes.
Mommy.
The floor is.
I'm an actor. It's my turn.
All right, after me.
Daddy.
Yes. Pushed you on the stairs?
Toby.
Yesterday?
I don't think so.
No, he didn't. He's telling a lie.
I know, it's mommy's true.
Mommy's turn.
Is that after you? Could I have a turn?
Yeah.
Because then he has to answer it first. Before it's too hot and people go away on their vacation, shall I make my one party of the year to invite the goats?
You want to?
Well, I'm asking you.
I do.
It's a lot of work, and it's sort of.
I do. I'll tell you what Daphne does. More people do want to do that, and more people. And less people don't. So then we do it because we want to do it.
Alright, save it for peanuts. Did you get enough coffee? Because
yes.
I made less coffee
yes.
today.
I want to be Daddy.
Good. Thank you.
So?
I want more of that muffin.
Do you want that muffin?
I want more of that muffin, Mommy.
Do you want more bear?
Because I can put one down and then I can ask someone to...
Okay.
And I don't want to take it out with a knife.
Okay, well bring me a knife to cut it. Bring me the muffin
Okay, but I just gotta toast it down, then wait till it pops up and go and get it and bring the knife and cut it in half.
Would be good.
Okay.
I know. Yeah, I'm on the bed too, Daddy.
Huh?
I'm on the bed.
Good.
Cut the steak off. $5, sure.
What?
Got the sleeves on. $5 shirt, which matches a $5 pair of pants. What's your trouble? So that was a non-committal answer. Does that mean yes or no?
Sure. You know, you can never predict the weather. Very much. Without children, you can talk about.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But casually.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to bring his guitar. We'll let him come. He doesn't bring his guitar. Casually, just, you know, to have a visit in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a lot of work.
Well, no, it's a lot of work for us, but not for them to get all the work out of them.
No.
Comfortably.
Mommy.
I just told you have to bring me that and a knife first, and I have to cut it in two pieces for you.
Because it doesn't fit in, it's too fast.
So I'll go ahead and do that.
And I can play with
Please
the
don't put your
kids. I can play with the kids, and the grown-ups can play with the grown-ups.
Well, grown-up. No, it would be a grown-up.
No, we can play with the kids.
I'm your mama.
cooking a muffin.
Judy's making a muffin. Who is?
Does that sound good to you or not?
Sure.
I got the toaster. I'll put me
Oh, it's a tremendous job because you have to, you know, you have this crew of animals.
She got me some more muffins.
She cut you more muffins?
Yeah,
okay.
I want some more. But you just have to wait till the muffin pops up.
Hey, where's the knife? I need it to take it
what?
Out.
What? That's a very sharp
knife. And I need it to take it out with the pops.
You call me. Do not run with a pointed knife. The joy of having a brighter child and a full of schemes. Joanna, just leave it alone. If you're having a problem, you better get me. You don't play around with an electrical slide.
Mommy!
What?
It's not coming up and it's this one.
It's not time for it to come up. Did you push it down all the way?
Yeah.
Girl, there's a fight and nobody will use the stool. Joanna, that is a sharp knife. I'll push it so much.
Spaghetti, uh-oh. Happy,
Bucket Theo.
Brown Waldo.
Spaghetti-O. Kango.
Beefy-O.
Joanna-O.
Jack-O. The Brown Waldo.
I can't top it-O.
The top fell off the house.
Oh, my.
This fell on my head, but I didn't cry.
You didn't?
I don't cry. Now, Mommy, I just ate a half a muffin.
You see, you ate half a muffin. No, you know, it's always work. There's no way to get a party and it's going to be work. This is just the one time of the year when I can do it. Because when I'm going to school, I just simply can't do it. It's too much for me. No?
Mm-hmm.
It's when I did it last year. I go back. What?
Excuse me a moment. Of course, we did it.
When I go to Debbie's birthday party, I'll ask him, he can ask his brother, if we can bring two pieces of cake. You and Jack can share a little bit of your cake with Laura, and I'll have mine already, and so you guys can both have a piece of cake.
All right. Sue's group has to have a meeting first. It is now 8:10. We have to leave in an hour to take Joanna Banana to Daphne's group.
I'm going to come.
Of course you're going to come.
Come here.
Well, we'll ask Gitta if you're old enough to stay there. And then you can start school. Okay? We'll ask her that today. We'll tell her you're a really big girl now and you want to start school. Okay?
Well,
you would visit in Ruthie's group if you're big enough to stay. When you grow big as Dee Dee, you can be in the big group. But you have to start in the little group.
But she's to be, but she won't see me in my group. Because
you have to be big enough to stay in Ruthie's group by yourself.
No,
she's excited
Ruthie.
About that idea. You know Ruthie. Ruthie's your friend. Yeah, Ruthie has bosoms. She has big bosoms, doesn't she?
They're just like yours because she's young.
I see. Uh-huh.
And you're young.
Uh-huh.
And we're young.
Where are you? Uh-huh, you're the youngest.
I am not Laura's the youngest.
Listen, you excited? We'll ask Gitta when you can start.
We'll see if she can stay here there for about 1 hour without you. You'll just be helping the school.
Uh-huh.
A few minutes in my room, a few minutes in her room.
Well, we'll see if she can stay.
And
then you go back home for an hour or so. Then, and you know, then I'll tell Ruthie if she says, I want Dee Dee.
Joanna, nobody said Laura could stay yet. We have to find out if Laura can stay.
I wish I had more of that muffin.
That's enough muffin. You're going to have a muffin ache.
I don't know.
Haven't you ever had a muffin ache?
No.
Who do you think a muffin ache could be?
A tummy ache for Granny.
That's right. Laura, don't bang your hands all over the windows, okay?
Mommy, what taste?
Can you hear the tape recorder?
No.
Eventually you can hear it.
Please, 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 let's hear the tape recorder.
All right.